They roll around Western Springs. 20 laps of sprint car action. The Portal High Hydraulic International Sprint Car feature here tonight. As we go green. Oh, we do it, Lord. No, looking on the jump. It was Ellard. O'Connor straight to the outside. O'Connor got around Logan. So Jordan Ellard, your race leader Logan just got back up the inside of it. Where's Murphy? Murphy coming through as well. Ellard, Logan. That's your race order at the moment. O'Connor with a bicycle in third. Then we go back to Murphy. On the outside is Greg Pickrell. On the inside is Brindle. Tyrrell just goes through. McDonald's got a big work to do with the Makita win. 71 for Feather Magus. Brindle goes wide. Brindle goes wide. He hits the ground and forces himself wide. Track, lots of bites. Not very forgiving. It's, oh, look at this. Murphy just taming the beast as he tries to reel in O'Connor. And it's Jordan Ellard. Pushing go California out in front. The two dark here. California California team driver is in the lead. Chased by the Rock Rocker, Ricky Logan. And the Lucas Oil's number 10, J&J. Then we go back to O'Connor. And the Maxim number 8. Big game tree stands on the cartage machine. Then we go back to 11 USA. That's the car driven by Peter Murphy.
Karen Forsey going, oh, I'm just looking at the 18 car, the Century Batteries car, that would appear that it's got a broken left front shock absorber, and that's why the wheel's tramping up and down as viciously as it is. So they're going to make the call about whether he can continue or not. They're going to observe the car as it comes around and see if we can have a closer look and see how bad damage is.
Karen will be very, very angry, I think.
Karen Forsey will be absolutely gutted. So Greg Pickrell may have a broken front shock. So, Graham, that's that would have been what, just track conditions that may have caused that. They're having a discussion down there. Graham's standing with Greg Drew. What's the verdict, Graham?
They're still going to deliberate over it, but what I could see is that the shock absorber, the shaft on the shock absorber, that's the part that goes up and down inside the body of the shock absorber, appears to be broken off, and I'm not sure what the call's going to be. I'll leave that up to the officials.
But I can't tell you.
Very difficult to continue in these conditions with that sort of thing. But the rest of the car looks quite intact.
Karen Forsey is out of the car, folks. Put your hands together. She is out of the car after a bit of an unfortunate coming together with Daniel Eagleton.
Yeah, that's a real shame for Karen. I was talking to her earlier in the night. They had some fueling problems very beginning of the night, and they're running Crimer engines. The car's their second car from Christchurch. Karen and her family travel all the way up from Christchurch for every meeting at Speedway at Western Springs. The cars are stored up here. They can do without this sort of damage to the car, but good to see that she's okay.
That's right, the restart order with 16 laps to go is Jonathan Ellard, Rookie Logan, Ryan O'Connor, Peter Murphy, Greg Pickrell with a bouncing front shock. Then we've got Daniel Rogers, Dean Brindle, Bradley Tyrrell from Bay Park, Glenn Dorby, Jamie McDonald, 19 is Duff, Ron Salter, Evan Griffin, and then the car driven by Paul Donovan.
Graham might, if there's another yellow, Graham just might pop over and have a talk to Karen. It'd be interesting to see what the commentary would be like.
Yes, so she's just getting some attention to her shoulder as Graham makes his way across there. So it is 16 laps to go. Quick time 13.366 with about 20 minutes to run here at Western Springs before curfew. Big podium presentation on the back of this one with all the feature winners tonight. F2 Midgets, the big Midgets, TQs, Kiwi Kids, and of course Sprint Cars. We're going green and they amble around. Logan breathing down at Lard's neck. Here we go! 16 to go, four on the lock, sprint car feature here at Western Springs Speedway. Murphy right round the outside. Murphy's gone round the outside of O'Connor. Here comes Murphy, the Doctor's number 11 car after a ribbon incident last week. The moment now is driving on its body. Pickrell's driving superbly. He'll think it's his old modified sportsman days. They're trying to get round the outside of the car. Look, it's shaking. Oh, Murphy, he just got on that 2-1, had to pull out of it. Now the car's wheel stand. There's wheel stands all around there for those down with the forecast through short. 4 in the books. Oh, there's still a one-car gap between Allan and Logan with 3 to go this time round. Logan, can he pull out the proverbial miracle? I don't think he can. He's going to go round the outside of Duff. Oh, he just bites the dragon and it almost brushes himself in the fence. And that goes wide. And Murphy moves up to second place. So Murphy now into second place with 2 laps to go. Under an error from Ricky Logan, he tried to get the high group to work in turns 1 and 2. And ended up almost kissing the concrete. He managed to save it from the Lucas Oil stand. That would have been tragedy for him. Allan, it's the fence. Jonathan Allan, it's the pink gate fence. I'm trying to get past Duff. That doesn't cause him problems. Does he want to go this time round? Yes, 1 to go. No damage for Jonathan Allan. Oh, that was lucky. That was lucky for Allan. Nothing's broken on the car. He's going to take the win. I think he will be into turn 3. The Port of Ha Hydraulic USA number 1. Jonathan Allan. He'll take the international feature tonight. Second will be Murphy. Third will be on the line. It went to O'Connor over Logan. Logan fell asleep and O'Connor got there like a thief of the night. Well, Western Springs. What about that? Ian Turbidge. What a great race.
What a great race. You're right, O'Connor. Neat little work at the very last few metres. He just nipped him in the butt. 1 NZ, 11 USA, 8 and 10. Graham Standing, what do you think?
He just seemed to do it easily. Like Jonathan Allard, he just takes all the risks. He just does everything dead right. And he like glances off the wall. He's an excitement machine, really great to watch. So we'll get another word with him. He won the feature here on Boxing Night, remember? Did a great job then, so let's have a chat with him when he gets around here. I don't want to have to run around the paddock after him again.
Make him come to you for a change, come on. Well, there it is. What a great night. Hey, as I said before, 2 more sleeps. When you go home, you can come down the pits. Make sure you come down, get the autographs of the drivers. They're very, very keen. Americans and the Kiwis and the Australians love to talk to you. Australians just love talking to everybody. And you get a chance to see the cars close up, and they'll tell you all their hopes. Some apparel stores will sell. And don't forget, 2 more sleeps. And we're back here again for the Thursday night meeting. And then, of course, the big one on Saturday. Graham's just about getting there. Jonathan Allard, he's pretty used to throwing the flag out the door like that and getting out of the car and waiting for an interview. And he's going to be doing very, very shortly. So congratulations, Jonathan Allard. Ian Griffin will be very, very happy that his boys won again in car number 1. Ready to go, Graham? Yep, he's away.
Jonathan's just extracting himself from the car. I'm just trying to get myself positioned so I don't get any feedback here. Getting the American flag up on the back bumper. Ladies and gentlemen, let him know how good he is. Ever the poser, standing up there, getting all the photos from the right angles. Jonathan, a great job. You've got a fantastic start. You just lined the start up, got the run at the right time, and just gapped them straight away. From then on, it looked like it was pretty hard work.
Yeah, with all the bumps and the stuff, you just got to be real careful with lap traffic and try to pick and choose your lane. I knew Peter was coming up and Ricky was going to be tough on the start. That's the biggest thing. We just had to get a really good start and this Porter Hire car just took off. So it was great. You know, we put it up against the top and tried to get to the bottom. So we were moving around quite a bit. But I want to thank all the guys that helped on the car and did a lot of work during the week. We've just been so excited to come back and race. This is such a great crowd. Best crowd we can race in front of in the world.
Fantastic. That's just what Brian Clawson said. Again, it looks like you've had to focus. Your eyeballs are sticking out on stalks again. You glanced it off the pit wall there. Tell us what happened in that situation.
Well, you just get the front end up in the air and you just have no control. You got 900 horsepower to the rear wheels and the front wheels are up in the air and you just try to hold on. So when it's rough like this, you got to get in the rough stuff, but you got to hold it down with the brake and just try to get around the track and be safe and try to keep the thing up the wall. And we're used to running up there and I just wanted to be up there, but didn't work out tonight, so we dropped to the bottom.
Fantastic effort and congratulations again. Starting to become a bit of a habit, which is a good thing.
Absolutely. We want to represent Valvoline and Hydralink and Porter Hire and Porter Group and all the guys on the car. And, you know, it just means a lot to have us down here and have us support of everything that they do. And they're a great company. So I want to thank Albany Toyota and all the guys that help us. So it's a great job.
Just by the way, I was in a Hydralink store the other day and there was posters of you in all the stores around the nation. So if you didn't get down to the pits and get a poster tonight, take the opportunity to go to the Hydralink stores and get one by Jonathan Allard there.
Yeah, as we say, the Porter Group, Hydralink, Valvoline, Albany Toyota, they all have our autograph stuff, and they're great companies to be around. You know, they make you feel like you're at home, part of the family, so it's great to run down here.